Hi there. The word for you today is don't be afraid. In Psalm 107, verse 8, the psalmist writes, "Oh, that we would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness." When you've been through hard times, it can make you want to cut back on trusting God and start playing it safe. When you've been through what feels like back-to-back storms, the security of the harbor starts looking good. Now, it's okay to rest and regroup, but don't settle for safety and miss what God has planned for you. The Bible says in Psalm 107, and I quote, "Those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business on great waters, see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commands and raises the stormy wind, which lifts up the waves of the sea. They mount up to the heavens. They go down again to the depths. Their soul melts because of trouble. They reel to and fro, stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wit's end. Then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brings them out of their distresses, calms the storm so that its waves are still. Then they are glad because they are quiet, so he guides them to their desired haven. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness." Now, where do we see God's wonders? The psalmist says, in life's storms. Jesus issued 125 recorded commandments. 21 of them are, don't be afraid or have courage. The second most common command, which is to love God and your neighbor, appears only 8 times. That means the one statement Jesus made more than any other was, don't be afraid. Why? Because he wants you to trust him more. And that is the word for you today.